Today's show is sponsored by Squarespace. Hey, you hear me? You're sitting on a fucking awesome idea. You're the fucking best. You have a business inside you. You have an idea inside you, or you are inside you, and you need to get it out. And Squarespace is going to get that idea from your head and make it into a reality, okay? Whether you're hoping to start a new business, change careers, or launch a new creative project, Squarespace is going to give you the ability to create an online platform which will make your next big idea known to the world. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Bonkers to get 10% off your first purchase, plus a free domain. How do you like them apples? Matt Damon, Good Will Hunting. Oh my goodness. Do you hate latex condoms as much as I do? You know, I talk about it on every episode. Well, guess what? Your sex life is about to get a motherfucking upgrade thanks to Skin Condoms. Skin Condoms are made from polyisoprene. It's a material called Skin Feel, and Skin Condoms provide all the protection of a latex condom, but are even softer and more comfortable. That's right. They come in a variety of styles, including large, extra studded, an elite, and an ultra thin option. And they're completely safe for anyone with a latex allergy. So now, ladies, if you're dating a guy who's like, I can't wear condoms because of my latex allergies. Or fellas, if you're dating a guy who's like, oh, condoms, latex, that doesn't. You go, hey, get yourself some Skin Condoms, okay? Because sex is going to feel so much better when you're in your own skin. That's not their tagline. I just made that up. So head to buycondoms.online to explore Skin Condoms, personal lubricants, and more. Head over there and use the code BONKERS, that's B-O-N-K-E-R-S, to get free shipping on your first order. I think we should change the offer code to BONERS. No, BONKERS is the offer code. Buy them condoms. Start fucking and having fun doing it. Do you want to upgrade your day? Of course you do. We all want to upgrade our day. Well, then I'm going to tell you, you got to upgrade your day by getting the Dunkin' Donuts Perks app, okay? The Dunkin' Donuts Perks app offers on-the-go ordering, so you can order ahead from your phone and speed past the line at the store. So you can just basically give the finger to everyone in line and be like, fuck you, y'all. I'm getting my donuts and coffee. Suck it. I love this app because simply you just go on there, you choose what you want, you can even pay from your phone, you can get special offers, free beverages, and a little special treat on your birthday. That's right. So give yourself an upgrade today by downloading the Dunkin' app and enrolling in DD Perks. Enter the code PODCAST, you know how to spell podcast, I don't have to spell it for you, and enjoy a free Dunkin' beverage. So enter the code PODCAST and you're gonna get a free Dunkin' beverage. Speeding past the line may not be available at all locations. Visit ddperks.com for terms and conditions. Also, check out The Big 100 on Instagram. It's a new social media campaign that June and I started. I think you'll like it. It's nonpartisan and fun. Here's the show.
More fancy footwork than La La Land. More emotional resonance than Moonlight. And it too is based on a true story like Hidden Figures. We saw the return of the extreme James Bond, Triple X, the return of Xander Cage. So you know what that means.
The nigga grow a baby in his belly, rock a rhinestone vest while whipping Justin to Kelly, or maybe see a burlesque show with Nick Crow and take a boat with speed to hitting cruise control. J-Man, Big Paul, and the beautiful June, gonna take you from the goob all the way to the room. Randy Games and Street Fighter help to blow off steam, just a sucker punch the odd life of Timothy Green. Sharknado, the Birdemic, how we staying alive. They call it in the badass and he's on the line, cranking 88 minutes cause they cool as ice, cause a bad Jim Varney looking kind of nice. Paul and June getting literal. Jason is getting laid. June is making sure all the monkey shots getting paid. They judge a bunch of movies while they're making the grade. Here's a real question for you. How did this get made?
What's up? Hello, people of Earth, and hello, people of Largo. We are live here in Los Angeles. At our favorite place, Largo. If you're ever in LA, come see a show here at Largo at the Coronet. We have a great show for you tonight. It is the return of Xander Cage, a movie that doesn't even use a number because it's trying to ignore that there was a second one. It is the third in a series that does not acknowledge that there are any before. To join me tonight to dissect this amazing piece of film is the one, the only, Jason Mantzoukas!
What's up, jerks?
Welcome, welcome, Jason.
Paul, I saw this movie today.
I was talking to the audience. You must have driven far to go see it, right?
I went to Burbank.
So no, okay, all right.
I went to Burbank.
All right, good.
It was wowzerinos. Way more people than I thought would be there. And they did not appreciate me laughing. I was in fact shushed. Alone. If you're wondering.
I saw this film in an empty theater on a Tuesday night. I laughed so hard. Like gut belly laugh.
Oh,
like holy shit. Like,
oh,
I haven't had that experience. I felt like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
I could, yeah. Which I 100% get.
Yes.
Because you also got to the theater underneath someone's car.
Oh, I gotta save my gas money, right? This economy.
I would do this movie every month for a year.
It should never leave the theater.
I will not do that.
Please also welcome my other co-host, the lovely, the talented June Diane Raphael. Welcome. Welcome, June.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. We spoke today. I saw you earlier today.
Oh, a peek behind the curtain.
And you are a little nervous because we saw this movie on Tuesday.
Yeah, so I don't remember looking. I brought my phone out because I took notes in the theater. I hate when people take their phones out in the theater.
We were the only ones
We were the only ones there. And I realized, I'm going to go back to those notes and really have an understanding of what happened. And I feel like I've forgotten more after reading them.
Because we try to time this podcast out, so almost the minute the movie ends, you're in a car going to record. Because it is...
Not watching it in the car.
Yeah. It is leaving you. It's like Memento. It is coming. It's going out.
This movie, as I'm watching it, I'm forgetting it. It's the craziest experience where...
June just found out while you were introing the show that there was a second Triple X.
I had no idea. I thought this was...
And her mind was blown, which because I was like, well, didn't you understand that's why Ice Cube came in? And she was like, No.
Paul said, when Ice Cube came in at the end, Paul said to me, oh, he was in the other movie. So I just assumed that was the first. I thought this was the return.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you are kind of the perfect Vin Diesel audience member because you just disregarded the second one entirely.
Yeah, well, I had never seen it. I mean, or maybe I have. Who knows? Who can say? Well, I did feel, though, when we were...
That is the title of your memoirs, right?
Who can say?
Who can say?
I did feel when we were in that theater... We had a really terrible... What I do remember about this night was the theater-going experience that we had.
Well, it was a pretty bad one. Yeah,
let's
lay it down. Yeah,
you know what I realized tonight was that I think we had a bad experience at this theater. And I'm not going to name it.
Okay.
But it wasn't great.
It's like one of those places where they serve you food and liquor, but... They don't serve you food and liquor.
But
like,
there was nobody there
literally,
to serve us.
Like, literally, there wasn't a single person in the theater. You had to leave the theater.
Were you encouraged to get your own?
You had to leave the theater and go across the street.
You had to go outside in the rain.
In the rain.
To get a beverage.
Where
it was insane.
The guy ran the bar, and then he was like, well, do you need help carrying up these beverages and snacks? Like,
whatever. Yeah. There are bigger problems in the world right now, you guys. But I will say... I recognize that. But I will say, I walked into the theater thinking, oh, I got to get water. I got to get water immediately. And the server is going to be over any minute. No server.
Oh.
No server
was
ever arrived.
Was it because
arrived.
You were worried about your mouth having enough moisture to water at the sight of Vin Diesel? Were you like,
great.
I know I'm going to see a real hunk, so I got to have that.
He looked great, and I enjoyed him. I really did. But then
you
I realized
like
it was a terrible theater-going experience, but then I realized it was actually payback for a theater-going experience we had, I think, in that theater, where we ate a plate of sushi at a screening of House Bunny.
What are you talking about? What are you even talking about? Because you're telling me
I've sat
that
with
you
shame.
Ate sushi
no, yeah. I'm saying
in
it's
a
shameful.
Movie theater.
Yeah. We sat in the back
like,
row.
That's like
really...
Rite Aid sushi.
No,
that's like
No.
It wasn't served at the place. It was
we got
served,
it from a
but
good
we brought
sushi
it.
Place and we brought
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. I thought
we
it was like
sushi.
You can get like
no.
a pub burger or sushi.
No. We were more disgusting in the fact that we brought in hot food and weird food and we're eating it and smells are coming out of the back of the House Bunny Theater.
Now, there were many people in the theater, but I've lived with
movie.
That shame for many, many years.
Do you feel better?
No, but
having
when that
confessed?
Happened with the whole water situation at Return of Center Cage where I hadn't had a sip of water all day. Again, so many bigger problems right now.
Oh, but your hydration is paramount.
You didn't have a sip of water all day?
I don't think I had.
Are you on
you
a water
like
fest?
We have 9 swell bottles in our house. Like,
I know,
man, they're all
it's...
the big ones. They're all the ones that don't fit
we
in cup
We get it.
Holders.
You guys have a lot of double-walled water bottles.
Anyway, I think that I've done my penance and the House Bunny situation. I've done my Mike penance and the House Bunny situation is, you know, I'm absolved of it.
All right, well, we do have another guest.
By the way, though, if one of the recurring segments is how is the movie theater you saw this in, I'm not upset with it.
People are always begging us to do movies that are in the theater. Well, this is you're going to hear this now.
No, I love seeing movies in the theater.
And Twizzlers.
I really do. I'm really ashamed of what happened at House Bunny.
Oh.
I really am.
Because House Bunny is also a while ago.
It was.
And you've carried this for this long.
Yes.
Like free yourself. Sorry.
Well, you are free.
No.
Because this movie bears so much similarity to Fast and the Furious. We have brought
what?
An expert in Vin Diesel. Please welcome from the upcoming HBO show, Big Little Lies. From the current show on Netflix, Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day special. And you can see him on season 1 of The Good Place, Adam Scott.
It's good to have this family back together.
Sure is. I want to hear more about this movie theater where you have to cross the street to get a Coke. That sounds awesome.
It was like they were trying to go for like the Alamo Drafthouse, but it seemed like they were going bankrupt instead.
Were they like, we honestly did not think anybody was coming tonight because of this movie?
No, like there is not a single person there. And there was one guy manning the bar, and he seemed surprised to see us.
When Paul says there's not a single person there, he means not just in the theater we saw it at, in the entire movie theater. We walked into a ghost town.
Like 8.
Oh, 8 screens?
There was not a single person there.
Oh, wow.
And they did a weird thing, like, you know, when you walk into the theater, they have the posters of all the movies, but, like, the poster for this wasn't high enough resolution, so it was like really like pixelated.
What?
And I've never even seen the poster that they had. It was like, it was real like low level.
Were all 8 screens showing triple X?
Yeah, they were like.
If I ran that company, they would be.
I agree with Jason. I would watch this movie again.
Boom!
Right now.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yep.
Roll it. No, this
I'm
is a
just
definite...
come straight out and say I fucking had a great time watching this movie.
Great.
This is to me like a thank God this got made.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It essentially is Vin Diesel fanfic written by Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels, looks, and sounds like it was made up as it went along.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I wish for everyone in this room to have the kind of success that allows you to have a multi-million dollar hand job for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and the return of Xander Cage, meaning he just skipped the middle one. And he did the same thing with Fast and Furious. That means he's created a subgenre of multi-billion dollar, well, not in this case, but franchises that he skips over one movie because he thinks he's too awesome, but then comes back to.
He's never has stepped away from Riddick, has he?
No.
He will.
But you know what? But
he's always like, I'm going to let this one rest.
I will say, while not a success here in the United States, this is why Vin Diesel's a genius. He casts it with one giant celebrity from every continent.
Yeah.
So the movie does become successful. It was 85.
I knew that Penguin was in it for a reason.
It was 80. I mean, they haven't done a movie since then, Morgan Freeman.
June really liked that.
It was made for $85 million, but already made $131 million. It's
It
is a worldwide...
That like doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's the number one movie in the world, just not here in the continental United States. Everyone here was like, fuck that, no, sorry.
Oh, I bet this movie makes like $280 million.
Sure,
internationally, it's going to be massive.
Well, because they have like the cameo from the soccer star at the beginning, and then like... 7 minutes later, another reference to soccer and how awesome it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is for the world. Yeah. This is not for us.
His entire team, there's no one on his team really that is American at all. He's the only guy. And I bet you if you cornered him, he'd say he's not American either, just because he likes to keep the allure up about himself.
Yeah. Well, I like him to keep that allure up. Yeah, I don't know about you guys.
Me too. Love him.
Well, I love him? Is what you just said?
Like love.
I do.
Whoa, Paul, are you cool with this?
I've had this conversation, and I questioned June's sensibility sometimes because I said to her the other day, I was like, well, he doesn't deliver, like, he can't really deliver those lines great. Like, I should have flushed you out the other day, you know? Like, he delivers them like I just did. It was like, it's kind of like, it's almost a line, but and June's like, I disagree.
I do. I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think he's very sexy.
What now?
Yeah, I've said it before.
So does he.
I think he's a very sexy guy.
In the world of June, arguably it would be me, Ernest, and Vin Diesel. That's your
June's
top
bank
three.
Yeah.
How many Ernest movies have you guys done?
One.
Oh, you just did
just one.
I think just one.
We should revisit.
I don't know if Drew could handle it.
Well, no. The only Ernest I like is...
Oh, Evil Ernest.
Evil Ernest, yeah.
I think that may be a trope of every Ernest movie. I think there might be an evil version of it.
The crazy thing about the opening of this movie is when I saw him flying down the hills on skateboards and such... It truly, skis. It felt like he looked absurd. He's got too much muscle mass. His proportions. How is he on a skateboard? It doesn't seem physically impossible for him to skateboard.
I can explain how.
Yeah.
They put his face on a person's skateboard.
What?
That's what. In my notes, I have a note here that says, can Vin do any of these things?
I wrote down the same thing! I was like...
Because he jumps off of a tower, and he has skis on, lands on a hillside, not snow.
No. Like
jungle.
Jungle, and skis down a mountain.
There are poles... Right
where he lands.
In the spot where he lands. So he can grab the poles and go.
Do we have this scene?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
I was actually thinking to myself, I was like, the thing that's so funny about that is picturing him like in the jungle before he did this, going like, put the poles here.
And then, this is the place.
Like, all right, here we go.
I'm so excited that you have
get down.
What are you doing?
That's loco, chico.
What are you, crazy? Bájese ahí ahora.
Panzer!
Venga, señor Panzer!
Can I?
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to. That is. That whole segment is almost shot for shot taken from a ski movie called Valhalla.
Oh, really?
If you look it up right now, Forest Ski Valhalla.
Uh huh.
It is almost. It must be the same guy that's doing the skiing. Because it is, it's that same, almost all of the shots are taken from this ski movie where the guy does a forest ski.
Well, the thing about Vin's body, and he cuts a very nice figure, don't get me wrong.
But you're seeing his body max 40% of the movie. Well, most of the time it's his face on some other body.
I know, but there's no way he has the flexibility and he's a lumbering presence. There's just no way, even seeing him bend down on the skateboard is just absurd.
Yeah, him doing all of these things is absolutely impossible. Yeah.
And I wrote that down too. I was like, I feel like if you said Vin Diesel's never driven a motorcycle, I'd be like, yeah, totally. I believe
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
He's never been near one at all. But it's funny that he is like associated himself as like the extreme sports star,
yeah,
but doesn't do any of it.
Nothing.
No.
Bizarre. My favorite scene is coming up right in the top of the movie, which is where he, I thought, met his girlfriend, but apparently it seems to be a stranger.
Yep. Somebody bones and then is like, you can have that shirt, baby.
And then...
It's like, I don't know, 4 minutes into the introduction of his character and he is fucking...
Yes. But then, okay, so let me ask you this.
This is my thing.
Let me ask you this, because I felt this way, because then he fucks that woman, and then... Toni Collette comes and is like, you gotta come back to XXX. And he's like, fine, I'm in. And then they go, and then he's flirting with Nina Dobrev, I guess. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey man, don't you have a girlfriend? He doesn't.
No.
I was like, oh man, don't be such a dick to your girlfriend.
Well, when you find out that Vin Diesel is doing all this extreme sports stuff just to bring soccer to a small island of villagers.
Island of villagers?
Yeah. Well, salt miners.
We measure this grouping of villages as an island.
But he basically girls like, great job. And you're like, oh, they know each other.
Yep.
They don't. And that's the thing. It's like, and it's, well.
I felt like they knew each other, but she was his island gal.
Well.
And that he can't be tied down, you know.
But then he leaves her a skateboard with a note on it that says, don't hurt yourself.
Don't fall.
Don't fall?
I assume don't fall for me. Don't fall in love. Don't fall for me.
Oh, shit.
I thought.
I don't know. Maybe he's not that smart.
I thought he was literally like.
Don't fall.
I thought it was like, here, the first rule of skateboarding, don't fall.
Yeah.
Like, and no, because
no
like, the
subtext.
Movie,
this movie is no subtext, all text.
And I will underline it with my favorite scene in the movie, which is when Vin Diesel comes in this movie, you cut to a salt plant where salt is coming out of a tractor.
A couple of very vocal audience members were like, yes.
It just confirms for once and for all that Vin Diesel shoots salt out of his penis.
Can you imagine?
Girls just burning their vaginas burning.
If someone came inside you and it just was rock salt? Like what you would put out after an ice storm is what they were like, we'll cut to that.
I just also love, it's not even like sexy or romantic, just a salt
just like
dump.
Just a solid white dump.
Like super dusty and dry and shitty. Ooh.
I'm gonna drop a bunch of particles on you.
So
I'm gonna fill you full of crystal.
Does anyone else think that I don't remember the first one super well, so I didn't know if did the first one, the Vin Diesel one, have this like weird comedy tone they were trying to
I don't think
hit.
So. No.
It had a little bit more
it was a lot of like that Vin Diesel smirk where it was like like some, he walks out of a restaurant, some guy throws him his keys. He's like, park it for me. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And then he like just takes the Ferrari and then like drives off a cliff and then parachutes out of it. And he's like, I parked it. You know, it's like that, like, it was like.
And then like.
Yeah. So
I feel like that's classic like rap rock time.
So there was like zingers.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like Nina Dobrev, who I think honestly is one of my favorite characters.
100%. She did a great
stellar job.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
She's hilarious. Awesome. She's great.
But
we're all in on Nina Dobrev.
Oh yeah.
I do think that they added some of her stuff in afterwards though, because like if I was watching this before the show and I was like, it looks like they were like, oh, you know, we need to add some like comedy here. So watch this scene and you at home listen to it. They don't share the screen at all. So here we go.
Xander Cage. This is crazy. I was at Coachella and Guns N' Roses got back together, but this is way cooler.
Breathe. Take your time. I know mouth to mouth if necessary.
She's nowhere
to go. Oh, there. Clearidge worked closely with Gibbons. She'll handle support for the operation.
And I bet a guy like you needs a lot of support. What are you, like 220, 230? Be honest, 250 is like the hard max for my swing.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. It's not like I have a safe word or anything. It's kumquat.
Well, she was very good. Maybe I didn't watch
it. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
It was also like, it's been a while since the first one. And so scenes like that, I was like, why is this like 48-year-old man hitting on this like little girl? It's kind
of
weird.
Well, if you're a woman in the world of this movie, you so want to fuck Vin Diesel.
That's all you want
to
do.
So much so that you will put your job in jeopardy to sexually harass him in front of your boss.
Yeah, that's the first time they're meeting.
I can understand it, but I did feel like the women in the movie. Now, this is the first time I've really seen Nina Dobrev in anything, and
yes.
I think she's wonderful. And so for me, the movie was a nice introduction to Nina Dobrev. But but the other scene, not to jump ahead, who cares about jumping ahead, but
it's basically five scenes in the movie.
That other scene where he meets that hacker, whoever that young woman is, those girls seemed underage.
Well, that girl.
Yeah. No, seriously, Grandma, everybody seems so underage. Young.
The orgy that happens to him?
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean the orgy that is.
Very uncomfortable.
He knocks them all out with his powerful dick. I mean, sex, they're all knocked
it's like,
out.
I bet that's exactly what Anonymous is like. You went to Anonymous HQ, the hackers. I mean, it's all just sexy
just
girls
super
poolside.
Hot girls.
They weren't even, I don't know, maybe I'm a grandma. I don't know, but they weren't even. They didn't have like figures. They looked prepubescent.
Yeah.
And it was uncomfortable.
They did basically force themselves on. He's like, okay. And they all just like descended
what I do
on
for
him.
My country. In a jacket that looks like only what I can describe as a woolly vagina. Like, and his.
And oh, the jacket.
That's a coat, by the way. Yeah. That's a coat.
His penis-y head is popping out of a woolly.
It looks like
that jacket.
It looks like
laugh.
He's being born out of a 70s bush.
It really does.
But was that jacket like a huge thing in the first? Because
yes.
He goes to London to get the jacket
he thinks,
in
he
this
thinks
movie.
It might be there.
And then they have this whole entrance for him in this jacket.
Then even
he wears
weirder.
In the rain,
it's
which
a coat.
Is also
it's
the
a
worst
coat.
Jacket to wear in the rain.
No,
like
it's terrible.
He then also has like three other very weird jackets.
Yeah.
They're coats, you guys. They're all coats.
Did he have a whole like suitcase full of douchey jackets?
Right.
From the night?
Well, the jacket is kind of like his Aston Martin. The director was like, we needed to put this jacket back into it.
Really? Really?
Yes. I have an update, DJ Caruso. You did not.
Because Vin Diesel's like, people respond to the jacket so much so because Mark Zuckerberg bought the jacket from the first XXX.
What?
And gave it to his like best friend.
What on earth are you talking about?
So like,
why wasn't that in the Social Network?
Because they couldn't get the jacket.
Sorkin, rewrite. Fincher, reshoots.
So they were like, this is the quote. It says, Mark Zuckerberg bought that jacket and gave it to his right-hand man because one of their mantras was, I live for this shit, right? Which, okay. So realizing But that jacket has this history.
How does that come into context at Facebook? I get it when you're about to do some sort of extreme sport. I live for this shit, right? Let's jump off this, whatever. But like at Facebook.
Let's add emoticons to these comments.
Yeah. I live for this shit.
So Zuckerberg bought the jacket. There was such folklore built around the jacket, and Vin loved the idea of the jacket. He said, you got to find a way to get that jacket back in the movie. It wasn't even in the script. It was on a whim. So the day before we shot it, we just threw this. Exactly what you said. They just were making it up as they went along.
Man.
All right, so you know that I love Squarespace. They're the best. And here's the reason why. Because they take your idea and they make it into a reality. You're no one without a website. You're no business without a website. You need people to be able to find you. Whether you're interviewing for a job, you want to show off your portfolio, or you want to start a small restaurant that just serves squid, which is my idea, and don't you ever fucking take it, okay? Squarespace is going to allow you to launch this creative product because they're going to give you the first step, an online presence. And how are they going to do it? By giving you the ability to access beautiful templates. They're going to give you 24/7 customer support from people who actually know the product, okay? And let me tell you, Squarespace is used by musicians, designers, artists, and restaurateurs. All right, I have two pages on Squarespace. Check it out at paulshear.com. They're amazing. And everyone that I know who has bought a domain and used Squarespace that is a listener of this show, they love it too. So here you go. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code BONKERS, that's BONKERS, to get 10% off your first purchase plus a free domain. That's BONKERS, BONKERS, for 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move your next website. Pfft, mind is blown. That's a fucking good slogan. The world needs heroes. Now, more than ever, and thankfully with a lineup that includes Ultra Soldier, Mega Mom, and Star Spangled Bastard, the folks at Cyanide and Happiness have us covered. Watch as characters battle the Goblin Army and a horde of deranged killer robots in the outrageous new season only on CISO. Wait, what's CISO, Paul? Here's the deal. With CISO, you'll get ad-free access to Next Day Late Night, hilarious stand-up specials, and binge-worthy classics, including 42 seasons of SNL and the entire Monty Python catalog. That is fucking amazing, okay? CISO also has tons of great original series like an animated fantasy role-playing game starring Dan Harmon, plus a fake reality show called Bajillion Dollar Properties from the minds behind Comedy Bang Bang and Reno 911. Plus, you can access CISO anytime, anywhere on iOS, Android, Apple TV, and almost any other device. You ready for the punchline? CISO is only $3.99 a month. That's no joke. $3.99 a month. You're getting 42 seasons of SNL ad-free. Everything Monty Python. Amazing. Plus amazing new shows. So what are you waiting for? Go to CISO, CISO.com right now. Sign up for 1 month free with promo code BONKERS at checkout. That's BONKERS. That's the best offer CISO has going right now. 1 month of laugh your ass off comedy for free just by using the promo code BONKERS. That's SEESO.com. Promo code BONKERS.
Oh my God. I like that wow. In this movie, though, Xander Cage, which was definitely not in the first movie, also was a little bit like Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock. Like when they capture him in that little square. Yeah. Like, I knew because you were this and you were that. And his fingernail had a thing on it, and her eyebrow was cocked up, and his shoe had no scruff on it, and that guy was buying a magazine, and that bust us.
Here's the thing, none of that stuff that he observed, none of it made sense.
None of it.
And I, after he said each one and they showed them, I still didn't understand.
And by the way, all he needed to say, which was obvious, was the guy, the most important person, the guy that sat next to him, basically gave the whole thing away.
Yeah.
Like, don't say I didn't warn you or what. Like, he was terrible. So why even bother selecting about a bunch of other stuff? Like, oh no, that guy was terrible. It was obvious. It was fake.
And also when Toni Collette comes up to him and tells him, okay, we need you. And he's like, okay. And he gets up and starts following her out. They're in like the tropics, right? They're in South America. Is that where they are?
Hey, sure.
So he's wearing
Dominican Republic.
He has like raw denim that's been rolled up to his knee with big boots, but it looked like so uncomfortable. You know how raw denim like tightly rolled up against your skin?
It's like 80 grit sandpaper.
And it's terrible.
Oh, and then, he meets his team. And I love that they pair him up with the squares, the military guys.
Oh,
right?
Man.
This is the most insulting scene to the military in any movie ever.
He ejects them out of a plane.
Like SEAL Team 6, basically, is there to help him get the bad guys. I still don't know who
because
the bad guys were.
Because they can't send SEAL Team 6 in. They have to send...
this fucking asshole.
Like let me ask
a 53-year-old
And by the
man.
Way, that's the thing I did not understand about this movie. Because I didn't see the other XXXs. But... so what is so special about them? Is it...
they're extreme.
Yep.
They're just extreme in every way.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he recruited in the first one because he's good at extreme sports?
Yeah.
Well, you guys saw the opening of this movie with Sam Jackson giving a powerful monologue, which, by the way, kills it always.
So did they put the hair on him in that first scene, and then at the end, he's like, no hair.
Yeah.
Like on day two of shooting, he was like, you know what? I don't want to do that hair thing anymore. So I'm going to come an hour and a half later, and we're going to just shoot me without the hair. It doesn't matter.
By the
and
way,
also, I'm going to wear my own glasses because I don't want to do
and
that
And I'll
anymore.
Wear an eye patch because I'm just coming from the set of the Avengers movie.
I feel like the next step for Sam Jackson is for his role in the movie to literally just be footage of him going to the bank and depositing a check.
And it will still, on many occasions, be the best scene in the movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
But I mean, that opening monologue is great.
It was amazing. But this is what I don't understand about the Triple X team. So are they all athletes? No. Right?
They're all extreme. Some are athletes, some are extreme sports stars, and some people just like to crash cars. And some are DJs.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them literally is a DJ.
Ever.
His special skill is people like him.
Yes.
Oh,
and
he knows
when to drop that beat.
Every time a new character is introduced, there's a freeze frame and Chiron comes up and they say, like, special skills, favorite karaoke go-to
Call
song.
Call of Duty handle.
And when what's his name from Game of Thrones? The
Hound.
The Hound. He's in it. It says...
Sander Clegane?
What's his name? His longest relationship was his rugby mouthpiece.
Yes, that's what he keeps putting in his mouth.
Yeah. And wait, that was super funny.
I thought that was... I'll be honest. I thought that was the best romance of the movie.
Mouthpiece?
The best romance was the unseen romance. This guy dated Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga in the same night.
I
don't think
dating
they mean
is a
dated.
Weird word. It I should say this guy fucked them in the same
right.
night. Dated seems like he courted them. There was some right. sort of a relationship. And that means that's the... I like that.
Two very nice first dates with those women.
That means he had access to a time pocket and he was able to go in and date and court. And
I want to see that movie, just running from table to table at a restaurant. Brady Bunch style.
Like, yeah. Oh, no, I made two dates, Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift.
Did you guys catch the joke when after these guys come in and assassinate a whole room full of people and they're kind of assessing the damage afterwards, somebody says, these a-holes came in here, took out the best of the best like it was Sunday brunch.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that was Toni Collette, wasn't it?
Did she say
yeah,
that?
She said
Toni Collette was fantastic.
Toni Collette is the bad guy in this movie, or not quite bad guy, but the...
She delivered the shittiest lines with such authority.
She's the best.
I feel like they were like, oh, Toni, so your part was written horribly. So you are going to have to chew the scenery like nobody else can. And she's like, I got this. And scene after scene crushes.
Yeah, the best.
She was one of my favorite parts of this entire
movie. I wrote
down
some of her lines too. She wrote, we need someone who can walk into a tornado and come out like it was a gentle breeze.
That's right.
She also said, and I've never seen anyone say this in a serious way, Ollie Ollie Oxen Free.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the denim rolled up scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She fucking killed it.
She was amazing. Great.
And I don't even think that she understands the plot because the plot was...
Well, let me ask this. Where had Xander Cage been that he's returning from.
Well, he was going around getting soccer on TV for people.
Yeah.
No, he's but like, where does he end up?
He's some sort of Robin Hood character in the Dominican Republic.
So after the second, first
but in the second movie, the way that we're to believe it in the world is in the second movie, because he was such a dick about...
But this is in our world. That girl went to Coachella. So this
that's right.
Not a,
that kind of tethered it to the... Yeah. To, yeah.
So that means the XXX program must be somewhat real, right?
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, okay. 100%, yeah. Jason.
Good. I'm just glad that I got that clear.
Yeah, stop being so fucking stupid.
So, in the second movie, Vin Diesel was such an ass in dropping out and wanting to get so much money that the directors or whatever decided they were going to make sure that he can never come back. So they spend the first 5 minutes of the movie killing Xander Cage, which is just a bald guy running around that you never see his face. You go, he's in there, he's in there, he's in there. And you just see, like, you know, just like quick moves and never see his face. And then they blow up a building. And then from the building, like, you know, like debris comes down, but his face, not his head, like as if you ripped off, like Westworld, like front of face, like hits the pavement. The bad guy picks it up like a pancake and dangles Vin Diesel's face and goes, that's the end of the XXX program. And then that's it, like done.
So
like,
do you think that in this movie, it's that guy wearing Vin's face?
Yes.
Is that what we are to believe? Is that that guy puts Vin's face on, becomes the Robin Hood of the Dominican Republic, just so that the XXX program will invite him back, and then he, a bad guy, they now think is Xander Cage, can come back in. Wow, I love that.
And
better movie.
And also I had a question, because his name, well, I guess he has XXX tattooed on the back of his neck, which is a tough thing. If you're like FBI, you don't want to tattoo that
right.
on
like,
your body
right.
when
like
you're
James
doing
Bond
undercover.
A,
yeah. yeah.
Not only, like, sorry, not only is it like blows your cover, but also he quit the XXX program years ago.
Yeah.
He still has a stupid fucking tattoo.
Right on the back of the neck.
And like people, like the woman who's the, we haven't identified any of the characters.
Well,
it's
Toni Collette, Vin Diesel, then Vin Diesel has his team.
Yeah,
which
and,
is,
but then there's the team of bad guys, which is Donnie Yen's team. Yeah. Donnie Yen, just unstoppable.
I love this.
Yeah, he's great.
Just unstoppable. Unstoppable. I
great.
Wish Tony Jaa had done more. I'm a big Tony Jaa fan.
They
I wish
had,
he had done more.
The bad guys had like their headquarters on a beach.
It was it was referred to
MTV
as some kind of jungle rave.
That's absolutely.
How it was described in the movie. It's apparently some kind of jungle rave, and that's where they go.
And
it's
it was an
apt
island
description.
Populated of. Beautiful women that bad guys hang out at.
Yes.
Like, that's it. So
it's like Bad Guy Island.
But then all of a sudden in the movie, I did eventually fall asleep for a while.
Okay.
Because
I went
to a 10 p.m. show
miss?
Last night.
We will act it out.
And but before that happened,
In a theater.
It was one where
I fall asleep in theaters
back.
Often.
That's, we were in those
we were
nice
in those too.
Seats too. It's, yeah, it's hard.
And then I have
There's
to say...
There's a danger to them.
I have to say, after the movie ended, I woke up, saw the last half hour or so, then got up, walked out. It was about midnight, and I was walking out, and I was like, oh, Rogue One's playing. Maybe I'll go in and watch like 15 minutes, because it had just started. So I went in and sat down, woke up an hour later... freezing. Like, what am I doing here? I have to get out. So somebody,
and
they
you
walked people,
out and we're like, oh, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Lion is playing.
Oh, wow. Lego Batman.
Someone needs to bring Adam home.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, but I.
Hey, something weird happened the other night. Adam's call wandering around, sleeping in theaters. Yeah. I think he might be celeb homeless.
Before I fell asleep, it did happen that Vin Diesel and his crew just all of a sudden they're at the headquarters for the bad guys.
Yeah.
They just show up there.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't get like how they found
they got
it.
Their location from those young women.
Oh, yeah. No, because he goes, I know a ghost hunter.
Yes.
And he goes to Ainsley, who's from the first movie. That's the girl who like gets out of the pool and it's the crotch shot up.
She's in the first movie.
Wait, was she a 10-year-old?
Yeah, she's too young. Literally,
was she
like she's 19 years old.
This girl looks like how old was she?
I'm gonna double check, but I'm pretty sure that was her whole thing, is that she's like the connection to the first movie.
That's the thing. There were lots of references as if we had all seen the first movie 10 minutes ago.
And by the way, yeah, it was almost a decade ago.
Yeah,
Let's see. All right, so XXX. I'm gonna look for Ainsley.
Yeah, it was 2000. It came out in 2000.
So anyway, she. So the hackers give him the names of the Donnie Yen's team, and then they find that they're in the Philippines, and that's when Vin assembles his team, and they're like, "We're going to the Philippines." And then they drive up in a boat, and people are like, "Who the fuck are you?" He has XXX tattooed on himself.
Right.
He could not be also a more famous person.
Right.
He's like a famous extreme sportist.
Yeah, that's right, sportist.
You know, so mustn't people be like, "Oh, fuck, Xander Cage, I saw you fucking flip over a bunch of buses on an ATV. I don't know.
If there's
what
a crowd
to.
That knows the extreme sports world, it's definitely this crowd. Yeah. So they would know him.
They're in it. I don't know if she was in the first movie. Maybe, I thought they made some sort of connection.
I mean, it was gross. Like, he walked in.
These nerds say no.
She was in Rogue Nation. She was in Mission Impossible. I was wrong, yeah. So
she was?
I thought that
maybe
was...
Maybe it's a crossover.
Look, basically, this movie has Marvel
and one
and
of the
Star
other
Wars.
People is Ethan Hunt in one of his masks. Right?
Yes.
It's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
This is Xander, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage, : Mission Impossible 7.
But then Ice Cube, too,
I was psyched when Ice Cube came in.
Me too. Like,
that was great, because it showed me that Vin respected the franchise.
Oh, Let bygones be bygones, bro.
But he still made Ice Cube say, like, an incredibly sycophantic line to him at the end of the movie, which is like, "I couldn't believe I was going to work with the legend, Xander Cage," or whatever line he had that was meant to explain his utter reverence for Vin Diesel.
Oh, and he gives him back his car. He's like, "And here's your car, man." Yeah. And they're like,
he drives up in Vin Diesel's car. He's like, "Okay, nice ride." He's like, "I kept it for you."
Where are they? They're in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is Ice Cube? When they call 9.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We're in trouble. We're in Detroit." He just is there. Like, he must live in Detroit?
He probably has his own little plane, too.
Car fly?
Yeah, by the way.
I wondered that.
By the way, that scene with the Nina Dobrev scene we watched earlier, that takes place on an airplane that's flying in the air. So
a giant one.
It was giant airplane with a control room, and they're all walking around and... with a great set piece later when they're all flying.
Oh, but by the way, talking about these guys in the airplanes, when he knocks out, we talked about how he knocks out SEAL Team 6. Then, like, later on in the movie, they're back on that plane.
Yeah.
And they're not like, "Hey, man, you fucking tried to kill us."
Yeah.
Like, why would you re-up for that assignment?
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, I thought they were going to be dead. They didn't. They weren't wearing parachutes. They were just attached to a
then,
box.
But it certainly seemed like he murdered them.
Yeah.
They are all, yes. Then they are all killed.
But they came back, and they're like, "Hey."
Well, they're still Team 6. I trusted they would be okay.
Oh, yeah, then they were okay.
What happened was they're on the airplane, and Toni Collette's like, "These are the guys that are going to help us out. These are the best and the brightest, the guys, you know, the SEAL Team 6 or whatever." And he's like, "Oh, yeah? What's... And he starts asking them dumb questions, I guess, to trick their mind into things. And then he hooks them onto a big piece of freight and then just pushes a button, and they all fly out of the airplane.
Like, they all were attached to that big thing already.
Well, he's walking behind them.
Oh, yes.
Hooking them
onto it, yeah.
Because
SEAL Team
6
is not too slow.
I feel like they tried to Greedo shot first this, because as he's walking up, you hear the tall guy go... say something like, "Oh, what's he gonna do? Like, show us how to like kickflip on a skateboard or something." There's an ADR line that you see Vin be like, "Okay," and then he like boots them all out of there. So it's justified.
But by the way, again, every one of these decisions, it is like if no one else weighed in on a Fast and Furious script. It's like, it's like, then I knock them all out of the plane, then that girl fucks me, and then the younger girl, she like wants me, then my motorcycle turns into a boat, and then I'm flying, and then we're in outer space, and the satellites are blowing up, and then he's back.
And the whole opening title sequence is looking at every detail on a satellite.
Yeah, that was the best.
It was the whole opening credit sequence was just every detail of a saddle.
Yeah. And a very, like, it was so shitty. It was, like, the most uninteresting opening.
It was pointless.
Well, by the way, one of the facts on the plane was it can circumnavigate the globe 3 times.
Yep.
Without being refueled. I was like, cool.
That makes sense. I
would like to point out something that is now a frequent occurrence. This is the second time in a movie where the hero has been given a gun that is full of blanks that he shoots at all the people. It happened in Escape from LA and here, where he gets the gun and is like, knowing or not knowing that it's blanks. Like, who continues to put blanks in guns that people... The planning would be insane in both cases. It's pointless to fill a gun full of blanks and then give it to someone.
And just to prove a point, he just fires it into a crowd of civilians.
Yes. Yeah.
Like kids and strollers.
What if he was wrong?
Yeah.
Now, I had a hard time, honestly, and I said this to you, Paul, while we were watching it. I found that scene to be socially really irresponsible. I had a lot of trouble with that scene.
I will say, though, that the people in that town had a supreme confidence in him because they didn't seem to flinch when he fired that gun.
No, they didn't.
Not one flinch.
Yeah, no one dived for
cover. They're positing the idea that every single person in that square but him is with them.
That is exactly what they were trying to say. That is exactly what they were trying. Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And it's bonkers.
Wow.
Insane.
Oh, that is. This movie just got better.
Yeah. Because she's like, how did you know it was fake? And he's like, that guy over there. And it's all the way across the square.
Yes,
some guy buying a magazine.
Yes.
He's like, he's not using the right type of pesos or whatever. Yeah.
He literally saw a teaser trailer for the BBC Sherlock. He's like, I want to do that.
So true.
Wait, oh, I have, this is the scene that made June upset because you got upset, then you looked down and you missed the thing that's gonna really get you upset. So I'm gonna not even set it up. I'll just play. This is kind of the meet cute of the movie a little bit. All right.
Let me guess. Gibbons to the rescue.
Yep. He said a lion like me doesn't belong in any kind of cage.
She shows off her tattoo.
What about that one on your wrist?
London, 2009. Climb the Millennium Wheel. Naked.
Naked?
Yeah.
High school.
Oh, no!
We all have our embarrassing moments.
Okay, first of all, I was asleep during that scene. Because
I don't remember that at all.
I have never seen
either.
That before.
You are welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I just watched that with fresh eyes, for sure. Yeah.
That's your boy's nip.
Why would you climb that thing naked?
But that's what it feels like. That's why it feels like a 12-year-old really. Like,
yeah.
I climbed it naked. Yeah. Yeah.
Now let's go look at my dad's Playboys. I can't believe Uncle Vin's paying us to write this movie.
By the way, I'm really just putting some things together as I've been sitting here.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'm going to say, this may be the first time we have to redo a movie.
Yeah, I'm really putting some things together. And the main one is that I did not realize he was an extreme sport. What? I didn't. Now, look, you have to imagine.
What?
Look at this. Please look at this the way I'm looking at it. Just for a second, you know nothing about this movie. When I say nothing, I mean you know nothing.
Well, you have a point.
Thank you. I don't know a thing about
this. Via extreme sports.
Not really.
Skateboarding.
It's not in a competitive way. I just see a guy.
Exactly.
I guess so. Yeah.
I don't see a pro.
You would need footage of him on ESPN's Extreme Games.
All I'm saying is I see a gentleman who starts skateboarding and then
it could be a James Bond type person.
That's
you don't
what I'm
know.
Saying.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh, I guess this is.
He's extreme James Bond.
Yeah, there was nothing that I just never thought this was his thing.
I don't know if he was professionally ranked. No. Like, I think he's just a guy who does
but
it.
But I feel
right?
like he was sponsored.
In the first movie, as far as I remember, it starts with him like winning a championship on ESPN2 or whatever it was. So, you know,
I didn't see that.
June's right. They don't establish it at all. It's the most presumptuous movie in the sense that they're just assuming we all know everything about this guy. So.
And he doesn't really refer to himself. Like the scene we were just talking about in the, you know, when he goes into the middle of that village and knows everything about everyone. I just think he's a very skilled guy. You know, there was nothing specific about it.
I will say that
to me, so.
What makes it even further confusing is Samuel Jackson is recruiting a soccer player, which is not extreme sports, just sports.
Are they all athletes?
And then the guy from Game of Thrones is not also extreme sports. He just is a guy who crashes cars. And
he's
then
a
I would
bad
go even
driver.
Further to go, the guy who's a DJ is just a DJ. So these are just people who like may go to a rave. Like that's what the Triple X program.
How about the way in which Sam Jackson recruits the soccer gentleman at the beginning? You have that?
I have just the end of that scene.
Oh, great! That's
amazing.
That's all we
did. Did you guys know this was a real soccer player?
I assumed when he couldn't act. Yeah. I was like,
this is amazing!
Wow, putting this guy on blast.
when you watch this opening scene, first of all, Sam Jackson does like a full. Like three-page monologue,
straight to camera. By the way, it is all to camera.
Yeah,
and I'll bet you that was max two takes, and he was out of there. He's a badass.
And then he's like, the guy's like, I don't want to join. I don't want to join. And he's like, okay, bye.
Yeah, this is him.
Down on the ground now. Give me the money. Don't move. Hurry up.
You say you're no hero.
The soccer player picks up a napkin dispenser, kicks it a little bit, to then get a really good kick to then knock it in that guy's head.
Do you think his whole approach is soccer-based to being like a Triple X member?
Yes. That's like precisely that's, what they're saying.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I can understand, like, you're a peak athlete. We will train you in all this other stuff. Yeah. But no, what we need from you is legs. We need you to...
No, but yeah.
We've got a bunch of guys who do shooting and punching. We need a bunch of guys who can do legs.
The DJ, when he does his battle, strangles someone with headphones.
Yeah.
So he's within his... This is what I do.
Yeah. It's very similar to Fast and the Furious in that... It's a very narrow application of, Fast and the Furious, they save the world literally with cars.
Yes.
And that's why the whole movie, I mean, even though I had seen some of extreme sporting earlier on, I didn't see, I guess he was on that jet ski thing. I don't know, I kept on wondering, what's his skill?
But the jet ski thing was like an imaginary thing that isn't real.
That doesn't exist?
I don't know. I hope
it
does.
I was going to order one. It looked like fun.
Do you have footage?
I do have the footage of them on the magical...
It's great.
Yeah, the so motorcycles great. That just are built to transform into wave riders, which would be hell on an engine.
And it seemed like both of them were aware that this is what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And here, it's a motorcycle.
By the way, the one thing to point out in the scene, you can't see it if you're at home, is it's...
Wrong one.
Oh, jungle skiing. Yes, I'm sorry. the one thing to point out about it is that it is... it starts at night.
Oh, and ends... And ends... I wrote that too. Ends in full daylight. And I was like, are we to presume that they've been driving for hours? Around Jungle Rave Island? What is happening? Do they think we don't notice that it started at night during a rave, so not even that late, and is now in full daylight?
All right, here we go.
I had no idea why they were chasing each other or mad at each other.
Yes, I also thought that, aren't you guys friends?
Right. Well, after the grenade scene, yeah.
Oh. Full day.
Oh, wow, what happened?
Full day. Sunlight, full day.
Like, and they ride into waves.
And then Vin Diesel goes underwater with a motorcycle, and it still runs. And I get it. The motorcycle's got jet ski skis on it, so maybe it's got some sort of waterproof motor, but, like, I don't think so. And he seems to be unfazed that that capability is built into it.
It's like getting a James Bond car, and you're not James Bond, and you know
everything.
Feature of the car without anyone explaining it to you.
Totally.
You know, I think the whole thing about every single girl in the movie wanting to have sex with him is completely just a carryover from, like, Bond. Like, this is a James Bond trope that we're going to comment on in our new extreme sports way. But it just comes off as so gross that every girl is like, he's like, oh, let's do it.
He is Stallone-esque in that way.
I mean, look, they were just very young. Like, they should give those opportunities to women, you know, who are in their 30s or... Like, they should just open up that. And they were just
June,
very young.
What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, if they're going to cast someone, like, they should let...
Nothing would make me happier than if you got cast as Vin Diesel's love interest.
Yeah, they should just, like, open it up a little bit.
In the next triple
X. I would have loved to have played that Nina Dobrev character, but...
I wish I had the scene, and this is what I was talking about before, like, where... Because, like, James Bond, he has his little witty things, and, like... There was a line, and this is going to be me and my bad memory of it, but it's like, he's like, I thought I got rid of you guys, to the army guys, right? And he's like, oh, how many flushes does it take to get you guys out of here? Something, and then like, what is it?
Got to two flushers.
Two flushers.
Right. Oh, man. So you're talking about your shits?
No, he says if I was to stuff you in the toilet, you know, like the maximum velocity of something, and blah, 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 blah.
And so what he does, though, is he gets that guy in the toilet, and he says the line before the guy is jettisoned out, but, like, that's the wrong time to say that line. Like, you flush him out, and then I finally figured it out. Two flushes.
Yeah.
Bam. But he's like, he gets him in there, he's like, I figured it out. Two flushes. As if it was like, ha-ha, I did do the math. Like, but it was written like in a funny aside, but he made it a logical aside.
Again, no idea what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I missed this scene.
He shoves a guy in the toilet.
When he has his fight with
Adam,
the guy wearing robot gloves?
I guess I did.
You know this movie was 4 hours long, right?
I do remember thinking this is a pretty short movie, but...
it was surprisingly less than 2 hours, which was actually nice in the theater.
Here's the deal. We spend all of our time in bed. Well, not all of it, but a lot of it. If I was a mathematician, I'd say, I don't know, half? Again, don't quote me on it. I'm not a mathematician, but here is the deal. Casper is the only mattress that is obsessively engineered at a shockingly fair price, okay? Its supportive memory foams create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Maybe you want to put on your skin condoms and bone on your Casper mattress. No, I actually have a Casper mattress, and they're fucking comfortable. Like, hotel mattress comfortable. You know when you get in a hotel and you're like, whoa, this is amazing. I need to get this for my house. Casper has that kind of feeling. That's why Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. What? That's right. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit. So, since you're going to spend 1/3 of your life on it, why don't you check it out right now? It comes in a little box, it explodes, and then you get on it, and you sleep on it, and you see how it feels, and you like it, and if you love it, then you keep it, and if you don't, they'll take it back. They have over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars, and it's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress. And you know, where the internet sleeps, we all sleep, all right? BuzzFeed sleeps on this mattress. Google sleeps on this mattress. YouTube sleeps on this mattress. Reddit sleeps on this mattress. They all are there. It's the internet's favorite mattress. So get $50 off any mattress purchase today by going to casper.com/how, it's H-O-W, using the offer code HOW, H-O-W. Terms and conditions apply. So head on over to casper.com/how, use the offer code HOW.
Before we go to the audience for questions, I want to show you this. Which is Ice Cube's scene, but it's dubbed in a different language, and just fun to see it. Because we had to really, April had to really kind of find crazy clips of this movie that's still in the theater, so here we go. Ice Cube dubbed.
Hey, bandook ya grenade fetcher, grenade launcher.
Daniel Stone.
Daniel Stone, 2005 AAA. American Navy Game Pool, the SEALs officer. Pichle 11 saalon se kisi ke 9 number mila rakha hai.
So there he is. Just.
I would like to watch a movie that is about those 11 years.
Me
those
too.
11 fallow years where no one dials 9.
I will say, when I saw him in the theater, I had the same...
He was in your theater?
Yes, he was watching. He introduced the movie. When I saw him in the... When he popped up, I had the same kind of reaction that I had when I saw, like, Princess Leia in Rogue One. I was like, oh, cool!
It really worked.
I was all in the music, everything, the fact that he blew up the entire... Like basically the end of the movie is like 45 minutes in a factory and 45 minutes on a plane, and they cut between the two.
Yeah.
That's it. They just stop the movie and fight there.
Ice Cube rules.
Oh, I love it. I love them. Triple X 2 is a crazy movie too. All I've only seen a scene where he's in a tank, but one of those tanks where the half of your body's out of it. And he's like, bah, 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 like he's just in a small room with a giant tank just firing people, but his body is out of the tank. He's not in it. All right, let's go to the audience and see what things that you guys want to talk about. All right, I'm sure there's a lot. All right, I'll start down here with you, sir. What would be one extreme fact about you?
My name's Tim. I've been skydiving.
Great. You got to say it like skydived.
I've been skydived.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think like someone made you do it. I love it.
Okay, so I wrote down what he said about the math problem. He said, I'm trying to figure out a math problem. I'm calculating airspeed and wind velocity to figure out where between China and North Korea I should tell the NSA to pick you up. The answer to that is not two flushes.
That's amazing. I think Vin on the day was like, I'm going to say two flushes. The line is different because we've already shot the other side of it. He's like, nah, two flushes.
All right, so...
And Vin, can you please stop putting the word family? This is not one of those movies.
All right, so your extreme fact and your question.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. And in the end fight scene in the lovely Detroit finale sequence, what was the Hound doing when his plan was to like bum rush a bunch of dudes shooting at him? He's like, I got a plan. He puts in his mouth guard and then he just like
gets shot
like 8 times. And then at like the end of the movie, he's just fine, like hanging out with everybody.
Didn't he and Donnie Yen both get shot?
Yeah.
And they are 100% fine.
Yeah. I thought he had a suicide wish and was like planning to sacrifice himself. Like,
yes, I thought he was trying to draw fire for them or something.
Yeah. Well, I think that guy does have a suicide wish. We're introduced to him literally just getting in a car and crashing through a building for no reason.
No, he's not well.
Yeah, he's not well.
Well, I was very happy we got to be there for his 200th crash.
I mean,
I could tell that was meaningful.
I guess he fulfills it's the good, the bad, and the insane. So I guess he's the insane part of the equation. That's what Vin calls him.
Oh, good, is that right?
The good, the bad, and the insane. That was
who do you think?
Oh, my God.
Well, I think the insane is the guy who crashes his car.
Sure. Is the good the DJ?
The good the DJ, yeah.
The bad is Ruby Rose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is the good, the girl, the sniper who
Ruby Rose.
Like, she murdered someone who was about to shoot a lion.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, she shot... She just injured those people so the lion could get them.
The lion eats them.
Yeah. But she said she's just evening the odds.
Yeah.
But wait, but then the lion off screen sounds like he's eating there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And by the
way, I understood her point there.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, yeah,
but
for sure.
You know what?
Love someone to do that to, like, the Trump boys.
But June, and now I'm even finding June's point more valid because she's not extreme sports either. She's just a sniper.
Well,
I know this is about extreme sports.
We find out that all of Donnie Yen's team is also Triple X, and none of them are sports people either.
Right.
Thank you.
I think the extreme sports thing is just, they just took a way back seat.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel like extreme sports was popular 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a fun idea for a movie. And then now they're like,
But like, why have Vin Diesel still participate in so much extreme sporting in the movie? Just have him be a badass ass kicker or whatever. Why have to have him ski in the forest and do all this nonsense?
By the way, Triple X came out 15 years ago. Isn't that great?
Wow.
15 years ago.
What is happening?
I know. That's 1 year less than between Return of the Jedi and Phantom Menace, so...
Wow. Wow.
Blow your mind.
Wow.
All right, your extreme fact and your question.
My extreme fact is I'm the June of my group. And my question is, so Neymar is Brazilian soccer player. He shows the game the World Cup final, which is the most embarrassing defeat of the Brazilian team of all time. Do you think Vin Diesel just insists to like degrade his fellow co-stars of people who actually have skills?
That's amazing. So they picked the worst clip of him?
Yes, like it's monumentally embarrassing defeats the Germany team in the World Cup final there.
Wow. Yeah, I bet you.
Wait,
so.
The guy that he put in the movie?
Yeah, that they show
he
a
also
clip
humiliated
of
him?
Yeah.
So
wowee. I wonder what that movie is.
Do you think he was trying to like redeem him in this movie or
no, because he's great, right? Yeah, he's great. They just picked a shitty clip.
Oh.
It's like, you know, like we got the best basketball player, and then you show him like missing a dunk. Normally, always dunking.
I wonder if the guy was a dick, and then Vin was like, you know what? Put in like him being like embarrassing or something.
I like in your scenario, Vin Diesel's like around for the editing process.
Oh, please.
He is,
I 100% believe
that
this movie was edited in his his pool house. By like two kids on each other's shoulders wearing a trench coat. What's that character's name from BoJack? If you told me that the entirety of this production was done by preteens, I would believe you.
Absolutely.
It did feel like something was happening, and I don't know if this was Vin or I don't know if this was the producers where they were like, let's age down everybody. Like, Vin's getting up there in years, and everybody else has to be 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sniper girl seemed like she was very, very young.
I mean,
everybody, except for the Hound, I guess. But everybody is very young. And Donnie Yen.
It took me a while to recognize the Hound.
Yeah.
He was great.
Always.
Always. I'm always on board for the Hound.
All right, sir, your extreme fact, your question.
I can't live for this shitty movie.
All right, great. All right, I'll hold the mic.
Okay.
Especially at the lackluster way you delivered your extreme line. I'm definitely going to hold the mic.
Did you guys notice how when he goes to the super spy in London to get the information and when she comes out of the pool, she's got an ankle bracelet on, she's on house arrest, and then after he blasts the seven teenage girls to sleep, he meets her like in a restaurant the next day to get the
information. Right.
I have a theory about
that.
I have a theory about that. And this is, I don't know if I'm right, but this was my justification of that, which was, she says to him, you know I can't touch any kind of computer or something like that. She is like a hacker who's been removed from hacking. So I was like, does the bracelet pick up computer activity?
Oh, yeah.
Like, could it be related to the, like there are blood alcohol bracelets that if you are legally not allowed to drink, they will put a bracelet on you that, like
it has a Bluetooth in it?
Yeah, is it supposed to, is that the implication is like there's a bracelet that'll know if you're emailing?
So she can go to a restaurant, but if there's someone on a laptop in the restaurant, it's all over for her.
No, because all of her lady hackers are like hacking away.
That's right.
Right next to her.
So she really is skirting the law.
I think we may have found a hole.
Just the one. Just the one.
You know what?
In Triple X3.
I don't know if I like this movie anymore.
Are there? I want to get a woman that has a question. All right, yeah, because we have a lot of dudes have questions. I want to hear from.
Dude movie.
Yes. No girls allowed.
Yeah, boys club.
Just by round of applause, we're going to get to your question too, but by round of applause, who, if you're a lady or a dude, who here finds Vin Diesel to be as sexy as June is making him out to be?
I'm trying to find my wife. She's out there.
And then.
That's right. Sit on your hands, honey. God damn it.
And just for and just to hear the other side of it.
If you and I'd also like to just tell a couple of girls in the audience to sit on their hands as well. if that's not weird.
It is weird.
Sit on your hands, honey. Same line, different intent.
Actually.
All right, ma'am. Your extreme factor, your question.
I live every day like it's my last.
Great.
And I'm wondering what tagline is better, we're family, or X takes care of its own.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Like the sentiment is very similar.
Yeah, it sure is. It's like Sophie's Choice.
Yeah. I feel like if I knew what X was, I'd have an easier time with this.
I will say we have now reached the point in the podcast where June has forgotten the entire movie.
Yeah.
If you are curious what the tagline of the movie actually is, it is, kick some ass, get the girl, and try to look dope while you're doing it.
That's what he says to him at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I the observation you made, Paul, that like extreme sports isn't as much of a thing anymore, yeah. is just one of many indications that they just shouldn't have, like why, extreme sports is just like not... Well,
I feel like honestly, he was like, oh, the only movies that make money for me are Fast and Furious. How can I do the exact same thing, but just not call it Fast and Furious?
Yeah, on a different mode of transportation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because he doesn't get a car until the end.
No. And by the way, when he drives, he's going to drive it great. But like, I mean,
these two things could merge.
They're both universal, right?
So that could be amazing.
Oh my God.
Here's the movie.
Xander?
Vin Diesel is both Dominic Toretto
and
Xander Cage.
Is that why he's bad in the new movie?
Yes. He's his own evil twin brother that he doesn't know exists.
Oh, I swear to God. I swear I can see that happening.
Yes, it's definitely been talked about.
Oh, absolutely.
By Vin Diesel.
I would go see
to
that.
To himself
so...
in the mirror.
Like, how quickly would you buy a ticket to
I
that?
I would buy a ticket. I would finance the movie.
Yes.
But by the way...
I would make myself poor. I would take out irresponsible loans.
You would make it back because that's the thing. It's like, Vin Diesel, Last Witch Hunter, who cares? I will see this movie a million times.
Yes.
It's great. It's super fun. All right, here. Yes, your question. All right, coming over here. Here we go. All right, yes, your extreme fact. Here you go.
Extreme fact. I went to Chico, so we know how to drink, right?
All right. All right, that's your extreme.
Did you say Chico?
Chico State.
Chico State, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, yeah. My question is, they had this supreme accuracy with the satellites when they fell. How the heck did they do that? It was like a bullseye with Samuel L. Jackson in the first scene. Like, how does that even
happen? Well, same thing at the end where they're sending the satellite to kill them in the factory. Why not just leave the factory?
Well, I do hear what you're saying, though. Because
guys, get out of there.
It does.
All right.
It does seem odd. Because it would seem like the satellites had been made to become weapons.
Yeah.
At a certain point, when they were really ever only satellites.
And the accuracy, you're right, is impossible.
Yeah.
The whole thing. The whole movie, if I'm correct, let me know if I'm wrong, but the whole thing...
From the person who slept through most of it, yeah. Yes. go ahead.
Is them trying to stop...
Satellites from falling out of the
satellites
sky.
Satellites from hitting targets.
Correct. And here's the real bummer of that. Satellites are not designed to withstand the friction of re-entering the atmosphere.
Sure.
And any satellite that would fall would be burnt up.
I'm glad to know that because I did walk out of the movie feeling a little nervous about all them satellites.
Come on over here. Oh my gosh! You know what? And the other little interesting fact was the girl, like the one he was showing his tattoos to, she turned down a part in Fast and Furious.
Whoa!
How dare she?
And then she jumped on board for this one. She's a Bollywood star, yeah. So she knew. All right, your name. Come over here a little bit. Your extreme fact. What do you got?
Seth, extreme fact is I love to moped.
Awesome. All right, love it.
Did you ever get it out there on that sweet, sweet water?
Oh, yeah. In the satellite realm, when they disclose the fact, there's like 250,000 satellites orbiting Earth, and they're going to drop one a day. So how long would this plot take to happen? Like it?
I agree, a long time. And he even says at one point, he's like, I'm not going to stop. I wouldn't stop anyway.
The amount of destruction seems like you wouldn't even need 250,000. You could probably really do all the damage you need in probably about 10, 15 days, right? I mean,
also,
knock out all the major places.
All the space junk they showed at the beginning of the movie floating through space, it didn't seem accurate to me. It seemed...
No. I agree.
I'm going back.
Thanks, Jason.
Here. Well, all right, one more question.
I got you back on there.
Thank you.
All right, what do you think? Your extreme fact, your question.
I teach middle school.
That is fucking extreme. I feel like now I have an understanding of those X's.
Towards the end of the movie, Toni Collette is arresting Donnie Yen and what's his name, Dom Toretto. He says, hey, he's not really a bad guy. Except for he smashed through the window and murdered the National Security Council at the beginning of the movie. Kind of a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's like a total bad guy.
But straight up murdered a room full of government employees.
And he slid for like a city
Everybody slides.
I mean, he slid so far. Like, I was laughing so hard at that because he slid across the table, then like down the hall, through the door.
Like shot out a big plate glass window and slid through that.
Yep. Takes his jacket on and off four times during
sliding.
The fight.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Four full disrobe bro.
And it was awesome every time.
Oh, Donnie Yen is a fucking monster. Dude, he is fantastic in this movie. I just wanted more Tony Jaa.
He's That's great. Okay, here's some interesting facts about XXX, just so people are at home not going to be too upset about it. There is no... Vin Diesel is the first XXX. There is no organization or team before him. So he was like, so when XXX started, it
so
was
they
like,
formed it around,
you
around
are, him. Like, so if we met, like, if they would be similar, if like you met CIA, like, you know, like, whoa, you're a CIA? I heard about you. You spawned
CIA tattooed on his neck.
And the gun with the full of blanks is a callback to the first film where Gibbons puts him into a fake diner and then he has guns with bullets in there. And then...
again, these callbacks to something that no one knows anything about.
And here's the best one. The original... This is 15 years ago. Who's the original choice to play Xander Cage?
Oh, shit.
15 years ago? Good,
all right.
Relax, everybody. Let's not get too crazy, okay?
Jeez.
Keanu?
Interesting.
Keanu Reeves is a really good call.
I'm going to also say Keanu. Although, I don't know if he would have done it. It's Point Breaky.
Yeah. Well, you know, he turned it down.
Yeah,
clearly.
Turned it down.
Oh, he turned it down. I'm sorry.
This person turned it down.
I'm going to say Bruce Willis. Probably not, because, I don't know.
I'm going to say...
Think out of the box.
Out of the box? Will Smith.
Interesting. All right, these are all great.
But that's in the box.
Maybe.
Helena Bonham Carter.
That is out of the box.
H-B-C.
Eric Bana.
15 years ago?
Yeah,
I'm
I guess right after Bronson.
Immediately into it.
Like, I guess it was like, you're like, this is guy. He's like an extreme because I guess that movie, you know.
Why wouldn't he?
No. I guess he was like, I don't like the script.
Yeah, I mean, why?
He clearly is chosen right across the board.
My favorite Eric Bana piece of trivia is that he was on Australia's version of Saturday Night Live as a cast member.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He's hilarious. But I'm like also like, I want him now to be Triple X. How
By
do
the way,
do
if
this?
They make another movie, I'm
I'll
sure they'll bring it back.
That too.
They'll be doing callbacks to the original casting session.
That makes sense because that Hulk that he did was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, right. So probably picked between the two. All right, so clearly we had an opinion about this film, but there are other people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
Vin Diesel is a cool rider, a cool rider. He was so damn cool, he risked his life to make soccer free. Whoa, his motorbike's a jet ski, and he's also in an orgy. He has a nipple tattoo, and he knows how to flex them guns. This is second opinion.
Done.
Tim, a returning champion of the second opinion theme. He's walking away with a Street Fighter encyclopedia book. He will now know once and for all what a Street Fighter is.
And by the way, people, you have the audio track. Now put beats behind it and let's make it a song.
We literally have 40 second opinions themes that we are like on track 16 of. We need
Great.
To do more.
I love it. Right.
Now, these are culled from different sources, not because Amazon was not right up to the challenge yet, but they're nonetheless fun. Oh, as a matter of fact, this one is titled Fun, 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 Fun. And the amount of stars they gave it are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 stars. All right.
Where did you find these if they were
This is from IMDb, and one is from a Christian website.
Great.
Ooh, I hope they liked it.
So this is from... all right, this one, get ready. All right. I won't read this guy's name because I think he'll kill me. Triple X are great action movies. I like them very much. And this Triple X is not different. I love it. But allow me to write this few words. An outstanding Triple X movie will have this title. Triple X, Julian Assange.
Whoa.
Imagine CIA, NSA, Hollywood loves movies, but no one in the US or out of the US modern colonies even published what the Empire did wrong in the secret wars. USA is fighting under orders of the Nobel Peace Prize. The USA news media and the USA movie industry really need to have the Triple X courage to do. I will stop. Triple X courage.
Fake news. Fake news.
I feel like this.
That, and it goes on. I just stopped before it gets really racist.
Was he just confirmed for Secretary of Labor?
This guy also gave it 10 stars. This is another IMDb review from Tiger Hen. And Tiger Hen clearly likes Donnie Yoon. Donnie Yoon stole this movie with his role. His screen presence is extraordinary, and the audience cannot wait for the next scene with him. His acting is on point. His action scenes are so fast. That is as fast as 8 years ago when he was IP Man, Flashpoint SLP. It doesn't take much time before you start cheering for the villain, which is him.
By the way, yeah, this is right.
I'm not disagreeing, but you'll see. And then he talks about the Bollywood star Deepika. Deepika's accent was a little out of place, but her performance was okay. All the female characters, Nina Dobrev, Ruby Rose, performed the best and overshadowed Deepika. Just like Donnie Yen overshadows Vin Diesel every time he is on screen together. Overall, a good movie with interesting dynamics and a storyline that does not have much flaw. 10 stars.
Oh, wow.
For a minute there, I thought Jason wrote that review.
Now, this is a little bit of a longer review. It is from faithbasedreviews.com. So they ask a lot of questions at the top, like, did you like it? Should I see it in IMAX? One of the questions, are there any phobias to be aware of? There are some heights early on, but nothing close to the edge. There are some scenes of bad driving if you have a fear of auto accidents.
By the way, a lot of civilian deaths in this movie.
Does it contain strong Christian values? No, it does not. And here we go. You all know that chick flick that has a lot of stuff that appeals to women and makes the average man want to spew? Now,
wait,
I present
makes
for you...
the average man want to spew? This is overtly sexual at sentence one.
Now I present for your enjoyment the adolescent fantasy. This has a lot of stuff that a preteen will think is cool, but your average adult will want to blow chunks.
This guy's into barfing. Yeah.
The movie is the argument that every awesome skateboarder teen presents when an adult asks him or her if they'll get a real job. Yeah, man, I'm gonna be a super cool Vin Diesel when I grow up, like some super secret spy people are gonna recruit me to save the world. It will be totally righteous. I'll be super cool and I'll be super rich and it will be like totally radical. I'm sorry. I'm not hip to the latest jive talk.
Hey, Gary, so we read your review of the new XXX movie, and we're not changing anything. It's gold, buddy.
But there will be a lot of hip talk involved. Do you dig? The whole movie is full of people being really, really cool. There's Vin Diesel standing there. He looks cool. Now there's Samuel L. Jackson standing there, and he's saying something. I didn't quite remember it, but it was cool.
Oh, my God. I feel like a very old nun
That's
is
period.
Writing this.
Now there's some cool kung fu with that Donnie Yen dude. You know, he's the go-to kung fu guy now that Jackie Chan isn't doing movies, really. So he's cool. And they're just blowing stuff up. Cool. Wouldn't it be cool if someone can wreck a car? Uh-uh. They just wrecked a car. Each of the team is recruited for having a special skill. The woman is a really good sniper. All right, I can see that being useful. The guy is really good at crashing cars. That's a little less useful. Maybe the entire movie is a long car chase. No, it's really not. His usefulness is just dropped. He's like taking Aquaman with you to Iraq.
That's a good point.
Finally, there's a guy who's a really good DJ. Seriously? Are we planning on having a raging party until the bad guys surrender? Yeah, if it was my team, I'd go fish.
Like the card game?
I guess. What? The movie,
wait,
like you're pulling your guy. The movie proves that you can't display a bunch of rapid fire, cool stuff and be left with a movie. The Fast and Furious franchise has more of a plot, and that's saying something.
Burn.
Wait, does it end 5 stars?
No, sorry, I forgot to. That is, what star? I'm sure that's a 0 star. Oh. Sorry, this is a third opinions. It is a base score of a 2 that he adjusted to a 1.5. I don't understand how he knocked it down 0.5. But yeah, 2 out of 10, I would imagine.
Why would the lowest score you can give be a 2?
Yeah, it seems like he kind of is envious that he wasn't in the... It seems like he's angry
yeah.
at it.
He's for sure. Angry at, like, he was like... angry at cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like and stuff that people thought was cool. It basically is like the guy that I feel like is like, cool isn't cool, you know.
Yeah.
I'll
but
tell
really,
you what's
cool. He loves
raising
cool.
a family yeah. is cool, all right? That's what's cool. Yeah, and have and being a middle school teacher, that's what's cool.
That is very cool.
That is very cool.
And you know what's really cool? Paying for your own HBO Now account and not stealing your parents' password. That's cool, dude. Or am I not speaking your lingo, brah?
So you can watch your not anymore Jackie Chan gotta be Donnie Yen movies.
Is it pissed that Jackie Chan's not
apparently
working?
Apparently.
Before we get out of here, I want to show you this thing that Avril found, which is pretty great. This is a press junket in India.
To the first one, Annie. God, he's so beautiful. God, she's so beautiful. Am I right or wrong? Look at her. How am I supposed to do this interview? Look at this woman.
Tell me your story.
She's so beautiful. Gonyo, man. Talk to me, baby. Tell me your story. Tell me your story. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go have lunch. My God, I love her. Look how beautiful she is.
Thank you.
God, wow. Man.
So, Tom Hanks?
Wow, man. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, great guy.
He was a great guy. And he kind of told me what it was going to be like to be a movie star.
And the last thing I wanted, I saw you speaking I Am Groot in so many languages, but I don't know if you ever said it in Portuguese. So I brought you...
I did say it in Portuguese.
Did you? Eu sou o Groot.
Eu sou o Groot.
Eu sou o Groot.
Eu? I love her. Man, she's so fucking sexy. I can't do this interview. Look at her.
Eu sou o Groot.
Does anyone say this? Guys. What's wrong? Am I the only one that's saying it? Look at her. She's so fucking beautiful. It's like you can't even do an interview with her because you're just like, da, 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 da. Right or wrong?
What?
Oh my God, guys, someone save me. When did this turn into beautiful world? When did this turn into the most gorgeous girl in Brazil? When did this turn into I love you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Wait. When did this turn into beautiful world? What?
When did this turn into I love you?
Yeah.
By the way, he's married with 3 kids.
When did this turn into beautiful world? What is happening?
It's really horrible. It's really terrible.
Who was she talking to? He's like, guys.
Yeah.
There are two guys. He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, no, she's great.
I would love it if they found like another camera set up from that same day that showed that there was nobody back there. And it was just
it's
like
just cardboard cutouts. Just cardboard cutouts of Vin Diesel from all the movies.
Guys,
yes,
Witch Hunter. Am I right?
Riddick.
It's just standees.
Dom.
It's standees of him.
Find me guilty guy. What
guys,
do you think?
Guys, Dom, Groot, right?
So this is a little bit more visual, but it's still funny because
this was the initial evidence, although it's not the initial, that Vin Diesel was progressively losing his mind. Was this interview?
When did it turn into beautiful world?
When did it turn into? I swear to God, I'm gonna try that line on someone. Some lucky lady, I'm gonna walk up to her in a bar and be like, whoa. When did it become beautiful world? When did it become I love you?
He gets on
that
knee.
That girl will be my wife.
Beautiful world?
Beautiful world. So this is just...
Why does he dwarf walk to her?
He's ready to get... He's on his knees. He's on bended knee.
Oh, it is...
Meanwhile,
it's
look,
so aggressive. June even would, on his knees.
June would leave me in a heartbeat for that. June wants that in knees. June wants that door
no,
flop.
I was really
June
watches by that.
And
I
he's
was
like,
really
I want to be that reporter.
How do I get to do press junkets?
I have to say, during the movie last night, I kept wondering, like, why is he wearing like button-ups with the sleeves cut off? It's so weird. But now I see he's doing it on his own time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thing with this movie. I swear to God, like, he did wardrobe for this movie.
Oh, yeah.
He did
everything.
All the jobs.
It's the first movie no one told him no for. Like, he's like,
oh, no one said no to that guy for like 17 years.
So here we go. This is Vin Diesel arriving at a.
Yeah, I don't love seeing him in real life.
This is.
I don't like it. No, I don't like it.
Have you seen any of the videos
like
of him
it.
Singing on his Instagram?
No, I don't. Oh. I just see him in the movies. I don't like what
please.
I'm seeing. No, I don't
Wow, this is like a whole... I had no idea.
So much going on.
There's
I honestly,
one clip.
I don't know if I want to see this.
There's one clip that is amazing that I can never find online, but they took all of his press junkets together and they put him into one. They put him into one press junket.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's just basically him repeating the same thing but laughing at it. It's amazing. All right, here we go.
I don't know if I want to see this.
Minutes of this. Look at this, 2 more minutes. And by the way, there's hours of this stuff that he has put out. He put it out.
Himself.
I know. I can never unsee that, Paul. It's enough. It's enough.
It's really like if The Situation became a movie star from the dream.
Mike, The Situation, Sorrentino?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing this shit.
You know that he's just begging for someone to say, Vin, you gotta release your own album.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it looks like he has just a room in his house just with a microphone
yes!
and a video camera
why is he
and like
singing
a
along?
Wall to project shit on.
Why is he singing yes. along with female singers?
It looks like he's definitely by himself for yeah, all of
for
it.
Sure.
Like his wife is like, we're gonna go out to the store, and
he's
great.
Like, oh, you know what? I don't.
Store.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put on a suit. And I'm gonna go to the room.
What are we gonna do today?
Probably
Rihanna.
I'm gonna film it and then I'm gonna release it to the world.
And then you know she's like doing her errands or whatever, and it's just like gets an alert, and it's like, oh fuck.
What's worse, coming home and catching your husband masturbating or singing along to Beyonce?
We're going out for a play date. Please do not make an embarrassing video. Please, Vin, please.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we've said everything we need to say about the return of Xander Cage. Adam, you got a bunch of cool stuff. Right now, obviously, the Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day special.
It's so funny that Lonely Island, Scott, and Comedy Bang Bang, Scott Aukerman, it's so funny. It's so good. I'm in it for like 1 second, but it itself is great and really funny.
And then you're in the Prestige Big Little Lies, this HBO show.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that? Is that fun?
Yeah, I haven't seen, I saw the first one, it's great.
That starts February 19th.
Seven of them. Yeah.
All right. What else? Anything else you want to plug? I have a bunch of things I could keep on telling.
Is this
you.
A spin-off series from Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like all the liars grown up.
All the it's a time machine, kind of a time machine.
So and that about, too, Shailene, Nicole Kidman.
They grow into Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, Shailene Woodley,
and in 15
Laura
years, you'll revisit it. You'll do another 7 episodes in about 15 years, give or take. They'll probably make a sequel without you guys, and then you'll come back.
Yeah, they're going to get some actors that are right in between our ages.
Do you play one of the lies?
I play one of the littles.
Are you tiptoeing it? You are on your knees like Gary Oldman is.
That's right. Wait, you guys did Tiptoes, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Classic.
Come on.
Yeah, I know, sorry. It's the stupidest question of all time.
Anything else? Anything else?
No. That sounds pretty good.
June?
I'm just going to keep going.
The third season of Grace and Frankie comes out March 24th. Really exciting. And then Paul and I on Instagram are working on a campaign called At the Big 100, which is 100 days of actions for the first 100 days of this administration. And if it's something you're into, I'd definitely check it out because it's been pretty amazing.
It's a little doable action that is just that are good, like good little small actions, bite-sized actions that you can do that are nonpartisan and just make you a better citizen.
They're kind of partisan. But anyways, go on.
Yeah, seriously, fuck those assholes.
I do a small thing, a small part of a wonderful new podcast that Seth Morris put out called the Seth Morris Radio Project. And it is on...
It's on Stitcher Premium.
It's on Stitcher Premium, and it is...
Or Howl.
Crazy funny. Or the Howl. Is it on the Howl app?
Okay, Howl
great.
App, yep.
So if you're on the Widow Howl app, get on that. Go through with that. It's super funny, kind of...
It's great.
Parody of radio, basically. It's really fantastic.
But you're really dropping the lead, Jason. You're in the animated Batman movie.
Oh, yes.
Are you? So excited to see that.
I am Scarecrow in Lego Batman.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I will say, lower your expectations. It's very few lines. Very exciting.
I will say, you can check out this new series that Rob Hubel and I created called Drive Share. It is an episode a day for 30 days. It's on Go90. It's totally free. It's not an app. You don't have to pay for anything. It's a website and an app. It's called Drive Share. On the Go90, Verizon Go90, Jason's in an episode. It's super, super fun.
Like, it's really funny.
Yeah, it's so many different people, 120 different rides.
Oh, and I'll also say this just because I still want people to watch it. Paul and I did an episode of the Chris Gethard Show on Fusion.
Yeah.
That's on YouTube, and if you have not watched it, please find it and watch it. It's called One Man's Trash, and it is...
One of the best things.
If you want to see Paul and I torture our friend Chris Gethard for 45 minutes...
It's amazing.
It is worth it.
Well, I guess that is it. Well, if you had anything that you wanted to say, you can give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASKS. That's PAULASK, 619-PAUL-ASK. You can leave it on a message, and then we'll play it on our mini episode. A big thank you to Avril Halley, who cuts all of our clips, July Diaz, Nate Kiley, Marissa Zeitz, Leanna Waldron, everybody here at Largo, and everybody at Earwolf. Thank you so much for coming. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here from Sklarbro Country, and we have a fantastic episode this week with Jason Schwartzman. Did you like Rushmore? Well, then you're going to love this podcast.
I asked somebody who was in an a cappella singing group at one point, I said, what does it take to be in an a cappella singing group? They said, well, you don't want to have too great a voice. Like, it has a character of its own. You want to, you got to have a voice that...
You got to Voltron that shit.
Yeah, you got to Voltron it.
You got to Voltron it.
You got to
come together. You got to come together because there's...
The a cappella matron.
It is really amazing. Then later on the show, Christoph Waltz comes in to deal with the entire Charles Oakley Knicks situation. You don't have to be a sports fan to love this show. Check out Sklarbro Country on Earwolf. New episodes every Friday.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.